Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 319. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. I've got a good topic today. It's about everyone's favorite subject, according to Instagram, which is manifesting. This idea of manifesting what you want in life. And I'll get right into it. But quick note that if you're listening to the podcast for the first time or maybe the second time, just let you know that I don't only talk about dating and relationships on the podcast. And in fact, when I set out to do the pod, I never, ever had the intention to even touch those subjects. And in fact, I waited 69 episodes because I'm a child to even think about talking about dating. But ever since then, the response from you has always been so crazy. And, you know, obviously that's a universal area of life that I think we can all use more mindfulness in. So I do it. I try to help you out there. But typically what I do is every other ep is related to dating in some way. But that also means that every other ep is also not related to dating at all. It's all about mindfulness. So today I have one of those non-dating episodes for you. I'm excited about the subject. It's the subject of manifesting. And in regards to manifesting, I've talked a little bit about it on the podcast before. I had to kind of have like a love-hate relationship with this subject. Older me, I think, I always kind of laughed and maybe scoffed at the subject. I read The Secret just like everyone else, and I just kind of thought it was the most absurd thing in the world that you could just picture something in your head and picture it and visualize it, and then voila, it's going to show up in your life. Like, you know, you picture a bike and then with enough practice, enough visualizing, enough positive reinforcement, and it magically shows up in your life. I always thought that that was just kind of ridiculous. And I still sometimes struggle a little bit with the way that we've labeled manifesting in common culture. Like, you see every Instagram influencer talk about their morning routines, and it always involves, oh, I'm going to go manifest or something like that. And I still think that's kind of funny. I definitely love them. I support them. I think mindfulness in any form, whether it's funny to me or not, is great. But I've always kind of struggled with the idea of manifesting because it's always seemed so ubiquitous to me. Like, it's just something you sit down, you manifest, and then you go about your day. Like, it always just seems so funny to me. But clearly now, in looking back, I've always kind of missed the point. I missed the point of what manifesting really is. Labels aside, you know, the word aside, I kind of missed the point. Because obviously, it's not just picturing what you want, visualizing what you want, and then voila, going out and getting it. You, of course, have to work for it with action, of course. But I've learned that there is very much something to be said about literally manifesting, literally attracting something tangible into your life through belief, through attraction, literally bringing tangible things, people, experiences into your life through belief. And I've realized that, yeah, action is, of course, the great equalizer through all things in life, you know, what you do, what you say, what you build, and so on. But I've learned that if that action is not motivated by the right belief, the right attraction, it really becomes quite ineffective. So over the years, I've really opened my eyes to the idea of what manifesting actually is. And it's led me here today to doing an episode on the subject, on how I practice positive manifestation in my life. And it really is just in one way. This has been like the breakthrough in my journey, just one way. And that one way is as follows. It's that it all comes down to the stories we tell ourselves. The stories we tell ourselves That's the purest form of manifesting. It's the purest form of manifesting what we want in life. And that, of course, then is how we end up getting what we want. Manifesting is not just sitting down and listing out what you want, visualizing what you want, picturing the moment when you get it. It's less about that and so much more about the stories, the context that we tell ourselves, the stories we tell ourselves. I talk a lot about this on the podcast. The words we use are so powerful. The stories we tell ourselves are so powerful because they dictate our reality, right? Examples. Is the story you're telling yourself, is it, are you lost? Or maybe you're just exploring. Is everyone a fuck boy or crazy? Or have you just kind of had a bad luck streak lately? Are you lazy and talentless? Or have you just been overly distracted recently? Are you unlovable and a failure? Or have you just had some relationships with people who didn't see what you brought to the table? The stories we tell ourselves. The stories we tell ourselves are everything. And those stories are how you actually manifest in your life. I mean, think about it. Let's say you're focused on finding the right relationship for you in your life. That's your priority right now. Ask yourself, what is the story you've been telling yourself? Is it that you're unlovable and too much, or you're not enough? Is it that everyone around you on the dating apps is dishonest and no one is serious? Is that the story you're telling yourself? Well, when it is, and that's okay if it is, of course. If it is, how do you expect to then go out and find the exact opposite of what you've been telling yourself? The exact opposite of what you've been driving home in your head every single day? How do you expect to tell yourself one thing, but then go out and live a standard that's the complete opposite? How do you expect to affirm one truth about the reality of your life and then go out and expect to live a completely different one? Right? Those two things are very disconnected. What you want versus what you're telling yourself. So this idea of manifesting is simply the idea of bringing those two closer together. Not just picturing what you want in your life, say a healthy relationship, but affirming why it's possible for you, affirming why it's what you deserve, affirming the opportunity you have, affirming that your past will not define your future. That's it. That is manifesting. And to my point, like, I kind of used to be cynical about this idea. And I was like, whatever, you know, words are just words and they don't really matter. You know, I can say one thing in my head, but then I'll go out and it'll be different because reality is reality. I'll just trust the process. Like, I used to think like that. But along the way, I came across a quote that really kind of changed my thinking here. It's allegedly, I say allegedly because who knows online with where anything came from, but allegedly it's attributed to John Lennon. So we'll say he said it, which is great. But it really blew up this idea for me. And ever since, I've been really on board with the idea of manifesting in its real form. But anyway, John Lennon has this quote where he says the following, and I love it so much. He says, "There are two basic motivating forces, fear and love. When we are afraid, we pull back from life. When we are in love, we open to all that life has to offer with passion, excitement, and acceptance." And when I first heard that, it hit me like a truck. There are two basic motivating forces, fear and love. When we're afraid, we pull back. When we're in love, we open. Fear and love. Fear and love. And when it comes back to this idea of the stories you tell yourself, the biggest question of all is, are they derived from fear or are they derived from love? And I know I said this isn't a relationship episode, but I'll start with a relationship example just to set the foundation here. Fear or love, right? A story told from fear is like the one I referenced earlier. The story you tell yourself where you're like, I'm unlovable. I'm not enough. Everyone else sucks. No one's honest. Everyone hurts me or disappoints me. Everyone on the dating apps, they all suck. That is a story that's told from fear, and it functions to pull you back from life. And shocker, when it comes to manifesting, that is creating tangible outcomes in your life through belief, when that's the story you're telling yourself, how do you expect something great to happen if you're pulling yourself back from life? Back from life through the stories that you're telling yourself. So contrast that with a story told from love. That's a story that is literally you just reinforcing what you want, what you believe is possible. reinforcing your worth. It's a story that says you're worthy. You bring a lot to the table. Your past relationships, the people who overlooked you or hurt you, that's on them and not you. You believe that there are plenty of amazing, compassionate, honest, and kind people out there everywhere on dating apps, everywhere in between. People who can't wait to meet you and love you and be honest with you. That is a contrasting story, and that is a story told from love. And it opens you up enormously. And most important, it describes the reality that you want to live. And that is manifesting. And to me, even saying this out loud is like, duh, right? Duh. But think about it, because we all fall victim to our own thinking, the own reality that we prescribe for ourselves. If you're constantly describing your reality as what you don't want it to be, how can you possibly expect it to become what you want it to be? Magic? It's just going to magically change? No, it starts with you telling yourself a story that aligns with the reality that you want. And that is manifesting. Not just listing what you want in life, but telling yourself a story that describes the reality that you want to live in, that you want to create. And this idea of manifesting, of course, it applies in every single area of your life. But it starts with the story. Is the story you're telling yourself one of fear or one of love? Is it one that says you'll never be capable of making $100,000? You'll never have a talent or skill to create good music or art or a podcast? You'll never be as funny or as confident as you see other people being online? That some people are destined for great things, but you're normal. You're ordinary. That the world does not want to give you any luck. That you're not as outgoing to have lots of friends or whatever the story may be. That's a story of fear. It's a story that describes the reality that you don't want. Contrast that again with a story told from love, a story that opens you up instead of closing you off, a story that describes the reality you want to live in, a reality that pulls you towards it, not away from what you deserve. That's a story that says you're incredibly capable of making well over $100,000. That you haven't had your shot yet, but you will. That maybe you haven't gotten your luck yet, but that means your turn is coming. You'll have your moment soon. That, yeah, maybe you have lived a normal life so far, but you can do whatever you want. You can change. You're not boring. You are outgoing in the right context with the right people. That you just need to apply that elsewhere. Right? That's an illustration of stories of love. And I think thinking about this and our buddy John Lennon, and it's just been a big light bulb moment for me when it comes to this idea of manifesting, the stories you tell yourself. And it's just a realization that to get what you want in life, you have to lay the foundation for it first, before anything, before action, before getting it, before being, you know, failing and working towards it. You have to lay the foundation. You can't spend your life describing a reality that can't offer you what you want. You can't fill your head and your heart with realities that literally prevent you from getting what you deserve. That is getting in the way of you manifesting what you want. You just have to lay the foundation. You have to lay a foundation of possibility first, of openness first. It's literally like foreplay for your life. You got to do a little work first before you get into it. Because again, if you want something in your life, but you've trained your head to literally expect a world where that's not possible, how can you expect to then go out and find a world all of a sudden filled with what you want, filled with possibility, filled with opportunity? It's very difficult, right? So I think the answer here is simple. When you find yourself thinking about what you want in life, thinking about what is possible or not possible, reminiscing about what you've learned so far in your life, ask yourself, am I telling myself a story from fear or love? Is this story serving to open me up or close me off? And I like that a lot because I say it all the time. I'm a simple guy. I'm a very simple guy. And when I give myself two options and only two options, things become pretty clear. Love or fear. And then when it's fear, that is pretty obvious. And when something's obvious, that's great because I can do something about it. I can change the story. There's no ambiguity about what I need to do. So yeah, the stories we tell ourselves absolutely matter. The words we choose absolutely matter because they describe the reality we're living in. And the reality we're living in, that's where we're manifesting from. And we play such a large role in determining what's possible and what's not possible in our lives. And that starts with the stories we tell ourselves, the permission we give ourselves, or the permission we deny from ourselves, the way we either close off to the reality we want or the way we open up to it. That is everything. And that is what I've learned manifesting is truly, truly all about. You can sit down and do all the visualization you want. You can create all the bucket lists you want, all the list of goals you want. And in fact, I encourage you to do that. Absolutely. I do it. I do it just like everyone else. Yes. But most important, what is the story you're telling yourself about the reality of the world that you live in? Is it one of fear or love? Is it one that is the present possibility? Or is it one that describes why you can't have what you want? One that describes all the things that are in your way? I say, let's create more stories from love. Shocker. More stories that open ourselves up to the reality we want. That's a reality where there are good and honest people waiting for us. That's a reality where our hard work and our talent is eventually rewarded. That's a reality where our financial dreams are obtainable, where our confidence, our self-esteem, our optimism thrives. That's a reality where we make the rules that we want to live by, where we believe in the power of belief. And that is manifesting. And I'll end it right there. Just wanted to plant this idea in your head, ask you, what are the stories that you're telling yourself? Are they describing your reality with love or with fear? That is everything. So that's it. Just something to think about. If this was helpful, I'd love it if you'd share it with a friend. Also, don't forget to check out newmindsethoodist.com. Pick up a journal. I think obviously that's a great habit to have where you can literally write out the stories that you want to tell yourself. But that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.